I'm Danny Purrington, the oldie photographer who's been in the allotment biz for 8 years.
And I'm Molly Goodspeed, the newbie photographer who's just entered the photography industry.
And you're listening to the Photography Business Podcast,
a show where we chat about all things photography, running a business, faith, and refining your skills to be the best in your business.
We feature industry experts to come and share their knowledge,
as well as have fun chatting through photo business strategies from a newer and older perspective.
We're so stoked you're here, and we can't wait to dive into today's topic.
So without further ado, let's get it rolling. Hey guys, and welcome to the Photography Business Podcast. I am so glad that you're here. I feel like so many things have happened since I last recorded. Like, truly, the past few weeks have been kind of a whirlwind, and I knew that was going to happen. I knew, you know, January and February were going to be a little bit more chill, and then March was going to hit, and I would be crazy busy. And here we are, already in March. I cannot believe it, and it's been wild. So I'll kind of take you through my past few weeks, everything that's been going on. First of all, I had my first elopement a few weeks ago, which was so fun. It was like a true elopement at the courthouse. It was just me and the couple, and we went there together. It was actually on leap day. It was so cute. They wanted to get married that day, and we went to the courthouse, just us three. The wedding ceremony was great. It was so quick and fast and kind of like what you see in the movies, honestly. And then we went downtown and took some pictures there in like a cute boutique like hotel here in Fort Worth. And so it was so fun and new for me. I normally do larger weddings. I love large weddings, honestly. I know a lot of people don't love it, but I do. So I like doing that, but I also had fun doing something different and getting creative. So that was a nice little outlet. And then a few weekends ago, I went to Atlanta, Georgia with my sister-in-law, Allie. If you've heard our podcast a few weeks ago on Second Shooting, I introduced her on there. And it was so fun. It was nice to have like a destination wedding and just to get out of Texas for a little bit and to do something new. And so I spent a lot of time prepping for packing for that and getting ready for that. And it was just nice to also be the second shooter and not have to be leading all the time and sitting back, but also obviously doing everything I can to help Allie, but not being the one responsible was kind of nice for a change. And then this past weekend, a lot was going on. So I had like a family friend's wedding and I went to a small town in Texas for their wedding. I shot some at the rehearsal, which was really fun and got to see everyone. And then the next day had her wedding as well. And honestly, I was reminded through this wedding that like having a chill bride is so nice. Having a chill bride is like the greatest gift from God, because she was just so amazing. It's not like she didn't care about the details or anything. It's not like she wasn't worried about those things, but it was just that she was so happy to get married and was focused on that and being around family and friends. And that was just such a nice relief, because I think sometimes, you know, being in the wedding industry, it is so like such an important day and so many details go into it and so many planning things and it's just a lot. And I think sometimes we all get a little bit, you know, too into the details and a little bit stressed and worried about that. And so it was a good reminder that like, it's not about the details, or it's really not even about the photos. It's actually about the bride and the groom getting married. And that was a good reminder for me, because we're biased as photographers or videographers that a wedding day is about the pictures, and that's just not true. So just a good reminder, if you have a wedding coming up, that that's what it's all about. I feel like I had just so much happen. I also, after the Georgia wedding a few weeks ago, I also had a styled shoot, and that was really fun. Basically, the styled shoot was It was Shoots Across America, I think was what it was. And we went to Austin. They had an amazing setup there, gorgeous flowers, amazing models, and a really cute couple. And they really made the whole day super easy. We basically went in different stations. They had like a Flatley station. They had a model who I actually happened to know, which was crazy, random story I'll tell another time. But she had like a really cute, fluffy yellow dress that, was just there to get a little bit creative and have something new. And then they had a couple like inside the chapel with gorgeous, gorgeous flowers. And then outside they had a car and a model and some flowers as well. Yeah, it was a really great time. I was really happy that I spent the time and the money and the energy to go, just because I think I kind of got into this rut of like, just shooting weddings, and that's what I do, and that's all that I think about. But this was a good way to get creative, get out of my box, and have some extra photos for my website and kind of to tune things up. I think also, if you're newer to photography, styled shoots are a great way, or workshops, they're a great way to add some things to your portfolio. They're a great way to basically find some of your more ideal clients. If you're wanting to lean a little bit more luxury, then that's super helpful. Or even like just if you're even like a casual photographer, and you're wanting more of like the casual engagement or couple vibe, then it's a great thing to do styled shoots then as well. Yeah, so today I'm sorry, I'm rambling, I feel like. But today I want to talk about something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and I'm really, really excited about this idea. Essentially, I want to tell you guys a few things that I struggle with being a solo entrepreneur, because I want to admit that it's tough. And just going from a full-time job to being an entrepreneur in the past few months, I feel like I've learned some things that are actually really hard that I think sometimes we forget about being a photography or a photographer. Goodness, I can't talk. But yeah, essentially, I want to tell you a few things, and then I want to tell you how we can practically solve this. And I have something for all of you that you can be a part of if you so choose to help you with each and every one of these things. So here's the first thing. Things that I struggle with being a solo entrepreneur. The first one is working without a team. This one is tough for me. I love working with people. I've always been on teams, always, been in sports, and even all of my jobs, I've had a team to, talk to or ask questions or just run things by. And I think even to a fault, like I would run way too many things by my team instead of just being confident in my decisions and what I was doing. And so I think that kind of leaked over into me being a photographer full time. It's tough not having someone to just like talk to and ask questions every day. But I think that we do. And we have people around us, but we just don't quite realize it. And I'll get into that later as well. The next thing that is kind of tough for me is achieving goals that I set for myself that don't necessarily affect anyone else except for me. So I'll give you some examples. So maybe like the biggest example that I can give is I am so bad about having a schedule, like a weekly schedule. And I do so much better when I have a routine, when I have, like the 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock figured out, and it's all scheduled and everything. But right now, honestly, I'm just kind of flying by the seat of my pants at this point. And I don't like being in that space. I don't like, coming up with my schedule when I wake up. I really love having just a set task for that hour or even for that day. And I am so bad about doing that. Another example would be like, even like waking up at a certain time every day and being like, I want to get up at 6 and do my quiet time and go on a run and then start work at 8. And that's hard for me because honestly, it doesn't affect anyone else but me. It's not affecting my clients. It's not affecting, anyone except for me and for my business. And I know that there's certain things that I can do to make my business better, but I just am like, well, it's only negatively affecting me, so it's not that big of a deal. The next one is posting on social media. Oh, y'all, I honestly might be alone in this, possibly, but I do not love posting on social media. And I know that is not the best thing to say as a photographer who should like be thriving with social media and so thankful that it's essentially free marketing. But yeah, I just coming up with reels and coming up with captions and doing all the things, it is so draining for me. So draining for me. But I know that the more I post, and I've seen it over and over again, the more that I post, the more clients that I book. And I know that, but it's just hard to live it out, okay? And the last thing that really I do struggle with as being a solo entrepreneur is kind of feeling like a failure. I feel like sometimes you go in these waves as an entrepreneur of being like, oh, I'm so excited for this to happen, or I'm so proud of myself that I, made the leap into full-time photography. That's a good example. So like I kind of started off on this like high, like I'm so excited, I'm so proud that I made this jump. And then now that I've been in it, I'm like, whoa, okay. I kind of feel like I'm not doing good at, posting on social media, and my website needs a lot of work, and my brand needs a lot of work, and I want this gear, and I want to do this, and I have so many aspirations and so many goals, which is great. But if you kind of spread out all your goals and think way too many about way too many things, then you kind of start to feel like, oh, am I really being successful? Am I really doing what I need to do to help me create a successful photography business? And so I think a lot of people can relate to that as being an entrepreneur, but I want to give everyone a practical way today that we can combat these things. And honestly, I made something that I would have wanted and that I'm going to use just like you guys. So here's what it is. Essentially, I'm creating a photography accountability group. Now, I know it might sound confusing, but let me explain. So, this group, it's going to be 8 weeks long. And what we're going to do is we're going to start off by setting goals together. And what that looks like is we're going to set a schedule goal. So, for me, I'm going to set a schedule for myself Monday through Friday. What do my weeks look like? What happens if I have a wedding on the weekend? What are my days off? When am I resting? Goals that you can use throughout your week, every single week, to keep your business structured and to keep it alive and thriving. And then we're going to set monthly goals. What do you want to do each month? What is your booking goal for each month? Lastly, I want to set a yearly goal. I'm sorry, not lastly. I want to set a yearly goal for everyone. What do you want to do this year, for your bookings? What do you want, or where do you want to be in 5 years? So many goals that we can set. Now, after we set these goals, we're going to be matched with a partner. And what your partner is going to do is they're going to keep you accountable to the goals that you've set. And these partners are going to be very similar to you, similar in, how many years you've been in, how, kind of similar goals, right? That's what I want to match you guys with, is someone who's going through the same thing as you. And this partner is going to help you, one, keep you accountable for your goals. And also, we're going to break out into groups and evaluate different things. We're going to have everyone evaluate, your website, not everyone, but one person evaluate your website, evaluate your social media. How often are you posting? What are you posting? Are you staying on with the trends? Does your work look cohesive? There's so many things. And also, I want to evaluate how we're marketing. How are you talking to potential clients? How are you getting your name out there? How are you advertising? So many things. And I think having someone's outside perspective is so crucial and so helpful, because we get in our little cave and we only think about what we're doing, and we are ourselves. So it's hard to see maybe the areas that we're weak in. And so it's nice to have someone else to walk with you and to, nicely say and you can work on this, or to nicely give you feedback. It's so great to have. And also, I want a space where you have the freedom to ask questions, where you have the freedom to talk about different areas of your work, or even to just be like straight up and say, hey, am I failing at this in this area, or is that successful in your eyes? What do you think? And I know there's so many different opinions out there, but just having someone to ask and to talk to will ultimately grow your business. And that's what this accountability group is all about. It's all about growing your business and just making it better. The last thing that I really want to focus on in the accountability group is your client experience and coming up with that client experience from beginning to end. What does it look like? What do other photographers think about your client experience and how to make that better? So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link to the accountability group in the show notes. And what you'll do is you'll go to that link, you'll apply for the accountability group. I'm taking a very small group because I want to test this out. I want to see how it works. And then I want to keep going from there. But if you are interested, or if you think that this could really help your business, which no matter what, it's going to grow your business in some type of way, and you'll learn something going out of it. I want you to apply today, apply in that link, just fill out the information, commit to the 8 weeks, and we'll start March 27th. So March 27th, we'll have a Zoom. If you're not able to make it, I'll record it. But in that Zoom call, we will go over all the things, what each weekly assignment will look like, and how you're going to be partnered up, how you are going to help, your partner, how your partner is going to help you. And then we'll also break up into smaller groups as well and do some different things in different projects. So it'll only take 2 hours of your week for 8 weeks. This is totally doable, guys. And I really think it's going to help. I'm going to do it with you. So don't think that you're doing this alone because we're going to do it together. But yeah, go to the show notes today, fill out that link. And also, my website has some more information, as well as the form. It has some information at the top. But if you want to contact me and ask me some questions, my email is mollygoodspeed@gmail.com. I spell Molly with an IE. So MOLLIE goodspeed@gmail.com. Yeah. Well, guys, I just wanted to talk to you about this accountability group, and I'm just so excited about it. And it's something new, it's something different, and I love that we have a Facebook group where we have community, but I kind of want this to be a smaller, more intimate area where we can really dig deep into your business and how we can make it better. So, these are all practical ways that you can combat, working without a team, that you can combat achieving your goals, that, have someone reminding you to post on social media. And also, sometimes we just feel like a failure, and all we need is a friend to encourage us and show us where our strengths are. So, yeah, if you guys have any questions, please reach out. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I know it was a short one, but I'm so glad that you guys are here. Next week, we have an awesome episode with a guest, and you'll want to be here then to hear a lot about some great ways that you can market and brand yourself. Thanks for listening today, and talk to y'all later. Bye.